Panel 6, Exhibition, Life in Vinamargo. Daily Activities. The artifacts uncovered in Vinamargo give us an insight into the daily life of its inhabitants. Food was cooked in pots and pans, and the leftovers reveal what was commonly eaten. Wheat as bread or porridge, wine, olives and oil, some vegetables, and fruit such as grapes, pears, apples, pomegranates, dates, peaches, figs and plums, while eggs, meat, fish and mollusks such as winkles, oysters and scallops found in Vinamargo were mainly eaten by the owners and their families. There was also the occasional game meat, deer, wild boar and lynx, supplementing the diet of Vinamargo's inhabitant. All this was served in dishes, plates, mugs, bottles and glasses from Hispania and from different parts of the Mediterranean. Textile work was carried out at the villa, as evidenced by the finding of counterweights or pondus used in vertical looms and in the spinning process, the spindle whirl. Even though most of the fabrics were made by slaves or bought in specialized workshops, Roman society considered this work an honorable activity for high status women, who were in charge of making some of the clothes worn by their families. Various objects of personal adornment have also been found: rings, hair needles, multicolored glassy necklace beads, some of them imported from the East, belt buckles, pins, and fibulae used to fasten dresses, and even a brooch representing the Greek myth of Leda and the swan, when the god Zeus transforms into a swan to seduce Leda, who, in the brooch, caresses Zeus perched on her lap. In addition to these personal ornaments, a phalera was found, that is, an embellished metal disc used as a decorative feature on horse harnesses, and which, together with the rest of the pieces, indicates the high purchasing power of the villa's owners.